Well, Meta Platform CEO Mark Zuckerberg, as we've been reporting, says that the company will cut more than 11,000 jobs, and that represents about 13% of Meta's workforce. Joining us to discuss is Mandeep Singh, Bloomberg Intelligence Senior Tech Industry Analyst. Mandeep, we've discussed some of the other ways that Meta is trying to cut costs as well. We never like to hear about job cuts, but is it actually going to be enough to turn things around for Meta?
I mean, let's put it into context. So Meta actually grew their employee base from 25,000 to almost 85,000 in a span of 4 years. And this kind of growth, you could argue, you know, during the pandemic, the company was growing, 30-40%, and they were growing employee base in line with that. That is what led to this situation. So what they're doing now is going back to their 2021 levels. And I think in terms of the offset, they're spending about, $15 billion in operational costs on the Reality Labs, the metaverse segment that they think will grow, for the next few years. But essentially, the core business is still generating 40% free cash flow margin. So really, if they pare back the Reality Labs, then this will look a lot better. But otherwise, I think we're just going back to where they were back in 2021 in terms of the employee headcount.
Can I push back a little bit on that? Because we know that the digital ad market is contracting right now. And I know that Meta on that front has to be facing somewhat of a headwind. Fair statement?
Absolutely. And it reflects in the ad pricing. So their ad pricing has been declined double digits this year. But that is something that's affecting everyone, Alphabet and, all the other players in the industry. So that cyclical, that component will come back. Yes, they have pressure from TikTok. That is the other headwind that they face, and which is somewhat affecting Meta more than the other players. But I think even that will improve over time. Maybe there is a ban on TikTok, that could be good news for Meta.
You write as well in some of the Bloomberg Intelligence pieces that we're looking through that you have seen engagement on the core Facebook app peaking. And I think that we could all argue that when we look at our own interaction with that app. So tell us where the bigger growth is then coming through. I mean, we're talking about Reality Labs, but is it the likes of Reels? Is it Instagram? Where do we see some more kind of, movement for Meta?
Yes. So on a standalone basis, Instagram is still doing very well from an engagement perspective, and the ad pricing compression is not affecting Instagram as much as it's affecting the core Blue app. So clearly, Instagram is still working. WhatsApp has actually been a bright spot. So Meta recently disclosed in their earnings that click-to-message ads is almost a $9 billion run rate business. And again, this company has over $120 billion revenue. Run rate. So pretty sizable, given, WhatsApp was always something they didn't monetize very well. So that seems to be improving. So definitely some bright spots to call out. But when you look at a company with over $100 billion revenue run rate, you need something big to drive that next leg of growth. Now, the company feels it's metaverse. But so far, there hasn't been any commercial success or, a kind of a jump in install base of VR headsets. And that's why I think it's too premature to go, that big in terms of committing $15 billion in OPEX and another $10 billion in CAPEX spending on something that we don't know it's commercially viable.
So you mentioned TikTok there. Obviously, the social media landscape has changed pretty dramatically, and we see what's going on with Twitter right now and the challenges facing the new leader, Elon Musk. I know, Mandeep, it's a bit of apples and oranges, but can you see any way that Meta or any one of its platforms, whether it's Facebook or Instagram, any one of those platforms can benefit from a lot of what we're seeing at Twitter?
They could, but again, a question is, what will move the needle in the case of Meta? So even if, let's say, $1 billion of ad revenue gets split across all these competing platforms, whether it's Meta or Snapchat or Pinterest, it's not going to move the needle for Meta. It could move the needle for Snapchat or Pinterest because they're much smaller in size. But for Meta, given their size, like the Apple ad pricing headwind is about a $10 billion drag on their top line this year. So just to give you a sense of the magnitude of what Apple has done, because of all the privacy changes and the lower ad efficacy that Meta has, they're losing almost $10 billion. Now, something has to offset that first. I don't think it's going to be Twitter's revenue.
We talked about the fact that losing your job, never something we want to hear. The 13% of Meta's workforce that is facing that more than 1,100 jobs, who do you think might be looking to pick those jobs up? Because a smart company is going to look for talent when others are saying, look, we can't kind of deal with that right now and potentially move their business forward.
Yeah, so look, I mean, there are companies that are looking to expand into ads, and what Apple has done is really created a level playing field for anyone to benefit from, you know, first party data. So even retailers are looking to offer their own ad platform. A company like Roblox that reported results today, much smaller in size, but they talked about expanding their headcount. And Roblox is also a metaverse play to an extent because they have, you know, 3D games, even though you don't play it using VR headsets. It's all 3D content. So there will be a company that will, emerge out of this downturn and really take share. And I think the smaller ones have a better shot at it.
All right, Mandeep, always a pleasure. Thank you so much. Bloomberg's Mandeep Singh from Bloomberg Intelligence. He's our senior tech industry analyst.